back in 2010, along with salary cap for superintendents, the governor initiated a merit pay structure for superintendents. Merit pay is a one-time, non-negotiable payment based on goals set by the local boards of education and approved by the county superintendents. The intent of merit pay is to reward dynamic, high-performing superintendents who exceed the expectations set by the board of education. It's also a tool for the education to help retain high-performing superintendents, which is critical down here. The goal of work is based on practices that are important to the local board of education level. Any proposed merit increases must be based on successful key educational and financial objectives. New goals may be established each school year. The maximum amount paid out of merit pay is 14.99%.
Kevin, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's hard to hear. Is there any way you can pull the microphone a little closer?
The maximum amount of pay that can be paid out is 14.99% of the superintendent's salary. The goals have to be reviewed and approved by the county superintendent. And you may have all the goals of the superintendent's salary. You may have to keep one of the goals of three superintendent each. Our process that we went through here, starting in November, has been at the park, we discussed the possible goals. This is a little bit of feedback from the Board of Education on what the rarities and where the goal they want to see. We discussed goals we submitted to the county superintendent for the board of education. Dr. Clark then created two goals that had been discussed for the board of education, and they were approved back on September 9th by Dr. Clark. I want to note that this year we had discussed with Dr. Clark three people to call together and want to. Two quality goals. There was a deliberate that was reduced for the number of combined goals. This is time constraints. So the goals that we're going to vote on tonight have been approved by the county superintendent are to create a significant academy to introduce SRM. The challenge stated was to improve teacher effectiveness from the lane one to the lane one, teacher planning preparation. Evidence of completion of this goal are teacher surveys on needs assessments, understanding and implementation of the training. Design a series of six teacher workshops to address each problem of lane one. The implementation of workshops in January 2014 lane one. And set up workshops with technical forms and workshop assessments. Dr. Clark is responsible for the goals and the guidelines. This goal is called an intelligence report. Up to 2.5% of Dr. Clark's pay, the dollar value of 38 million. Second goal is approved by Dr. Clark, is also a quality goal. And challenges to provide parents support resources from the district principal. Evidence of completion of the units, including grade level students, service for rich subject area for online support material. Creating management list of parent resources for each grade level school. And implementing creation of a website and support page. Dr. Bob, please roll the timeline for the goal.
Thanks, Kevin. With that, I'd like to put forth PN, one second, make sure I got the right number, PN 146 through PN 159 for approval. So make that motion.
Mark? Is that Mark or Kevin? Sorry?
Mark. I'm Kevin.
Kevin?
Kim.
Second?
Second.
Rachel? Any discussion, questions for Mr. McTiernan?
I just wanted to comment on action items 147, 48, and 49. I just wanted to publicly thank those teachers. All of my children have benefited from the dedication of their service to the township, and we're thoroughly going to miss them.
Any other comments, Mr. McTiernan? No? Can we roll call vote, please? Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruderamo?
Yes, but can I just ask a quick question? Am I allowed to vote on one more thing?
No.
I believe you have to abstain from the superintendent's
votes. Yep, abstain.
Okay. So, yes to all, but I have to abstain from 146.
Okay. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Chairperson, Ms. Rachel McLaughlin. Ms. McLaughlin, will you give us your report, please?
Yes, thank you. The Policy and Curriculum Committee met on January 13th, and I'm pleased to say it's been less than a three-hour meeting, so I'm happy to report that our committee is being very efficient this month.
We were.
And we welcome a new member to our committee, Gina. We immediately immersed her in policy reading, and she got to see the minutia of word-by-word policy reading, which was very exciting for all of us. We spent some time reviewing some upcoming field trips for some of the students in our district. We will be approving tonight three field trips for grade levels. Fourth grade is going to be going to the Liberty Science Center. Second grade is going to be going to the Round Valley Planetarium Community College, Raritan Valley Community College Planetarium. And the fifth grade is going to be going to the New Jersey State Museum in Trenton. All these field trips have been aligned to the curriculum to provide our students with an extension of the classroom in really some interesting places. In addition to these field trips, we talked about the technology club from Clinton Township Middle School. We'll be going to a board-sponsored Clinton Township, or Kingwood Township, excuse me, Junior Solar Sprints competition. This is a competition that they participated in last year in a different district, and this year they are able to participate in a competition that is closer to home. We also spent some time talking about some items that aren't yet on the agenda. One is the full-day kindergarten ad hoc committee, which I will be discussing after we go through the policy and curriculum committee agenda. We spent some time reviewing items for the upcoming budget. As many of you heard tonight, we'll be beginning our preliminary budget meetings in February. And so one of the good jobs of our curriculum committee is to look at materials and other possible things such as staffing that might be recommended for the upcoming school year. So we had some preliminary discussions on that. We had a follow-up discussion about the calendar, which, as Mrs. Grant stated earlier, we will be approving at our February meeting. We also spent some time on policies, quite a lot of policies, actually. So before you tonight, you will see policies for first readings regarding acceptable use of computer networks, other associated technology policies, athletic competition, head injuries, and technology related to staff members and pupils. All of you should have received these policies in your board packet, and the public is welcome to view these policies. They should be available on our district website. In addition to the first reading, we have second reading policies, the majority of which are related to evaluation processes for superintendent as well as teachers. The state of New Jersey has recently, as Dr. Clark and Mr. McTiernan stated tonight, changed some of the evaluation procedures for our staff, and so we are required to update these policies. I just wanted to mention that our committee is also beginning to look at transportation, and in an upcoming board meeting, we will be discussing some transportation policies as well for the district. So those are some of the things that we're working on in our committee. That being said, I'm going to move action items 14 PC017 through PC020.
Second.
A second.
Megan. Any discussion, questions for Mrs. McLaughlin?
I know that
This year or last year? This year's?
When did we vote?
It's going to be one bus of approximately 30 students, and I do not see that there's an entry fee. Do you know, Dr. Clark, if there's an entry fee for the competition, or is it free?
I don't know for sure. I don't know.
Okay. So it's no more than 30 students. I'm not quite sure about the
dollar amount. It's not that you might know.
I'm trying to remember because last year we went a little bit farther away, and I do believe it was a free competition, but I could find out for you and get back to you.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the teachers that actually turned in the field trip reports, because for being on that committee, they were very detailed. They really talked about all cross-curricular activities, whether it was reading, writing. I mean, it was very well done. So I think the teachers who took the time to put these field trips together deserve, a great thank you. Because not only are they taking their students on a great trip, it was a lot of work to put that paperwork together. So I thank them for that.
Anyone else? Questions? Okay, can we have a roll call vote, please? Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Okay.
Seconded that.
Megan. Okay, moving on to the report from our kindergarten ad hoc committee. Ms. McLaughlin also chairs that committee. Ms. McLaughlin, can you please review where your committee is at the moment?
I can. The ad hoc committee that was established is looking at whether or not the board may expand their half-day kindergarten program to a full-day kindergarten program. This committee has 11 members. There are a variety of stakeholders that are participating in this committee. We have parents, teachers, administrators, Board of Education members, myself and Mr. Malloy, Chair of Finance and Facilities, is also on the committee, as well as a member of the community. Since its inception in December, we have had weekly meetings. We have spent a lot of time determining what types of questions we might want to ask our community in a survey. We recently designed a survey, and we are in the process of tabulating those results. We have reached out to several groups within our community in order to have our survey complete. The survey was sent out via an e-blast in our school system. It was posted on our website. I spoke with the mayor of Clinton Township, Mr. Semay, who was kind enough to have the town put on the town of Clinton Township website. I reached out to a number of preschools as well as some of the other members of our committee to ask their incoming preschoolers to fill out parents of preschoolers, not preschoolers themselves.
That would have been interesting.
We also reached out to our larger community. We were interested in trying to get as many people that are not part of the school community. So we reached out to some of the major homeowners associations, including the Beaverbrook Association, and some smaller associations to ask if they would take the opportunity to fill out our brief survey. Our committee is very active. We meet weekly. Our next meeting is scheduled for later this week. We're not sure when we're going to be making our presentation. There are some outstanding things that we need to do within our committee before we're ready to present our results to the board. One of those is the hiring. We're waiting to hire a demographer. We feel that the demographer study is vital to our presentation as we look at the existing use of our buildings within our district, as well as the population of our larger community. Facility Finance is reviewing different demographers, and we're hoping that they will have something for us soon. So when we have an actual date for a presentation, Dr. Clark, can we put that on our website as well as e-blast it to the community?
Yes.
And at this time, as I said, I don't know exactly when that would be, but we will continue to update you regularly as we go through the process.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. McLaughlin.
I need to move that or open it up for discussion.
I don't think at this point we have, I mean, unless anybody has any questions for Ms. McLaughlin.
We did a different survey. We reviewed what the survey looked like last time, and then the committee looked to elicit some more specific data. So we changed the criteria for what they were a member of, whether they were a parent with a kindergartner, a parent of a K-8 student, whether they had a student that went through the system or not. And then we also looked at specific information related to kindergarten. We looked at different criteria for incoming kindergarten students, whether the public was interested in whether they were socially emotionally ready, whether it's geared toward academics. I don't know if there's another opportunity to answer that.
I'm answering some questions about, not just for me, but the community.
Can you guys get close to the mic, because we can't hear you at all down there.
We're having trouble hearing
you. Okay, that's what I just asked.
Yes, I mean, I'm asking more for the, when we got to the community and then.
All of the survey questions are, I believe, still accessible.
They're not accessible. No, it closed.
When we do tab it into all the questions, will be limited to the public as well as all the questions.
And did the ad hoc committee move the proposed plans, both expenses yet, or? Research data.
We are not that far in the process. We have subcommittees and we're looking at all those things, but we don't have any final.
So you wouldn't incorporate that into any kind of survey to give any idea to the public, to the taxpayers, and everybody who takes a survey, any costs associated with the survey, any plan of action that we have that may help them understand the answers to the survey? Or is it just clear cut?
The survey was just to review the community's interest in whether or not we should think about having one in kindergarten.
And then we have staff to put in them too. Is the staff going to be segregated different? Is those going to be, is the taxpayers of Clinton Township?
You can actually tabulate the results by specific member groups.
So we'll have that done.
Yes, we will.
And
just to answer your question regarding finance, we were actually discussing this earlier today. I don't think it's possible to give accounting of cost until the demography study is complete. And I think the survey is more high level about, at this point, various stakeholders and how they feel about the educational prospects and the social aspects, I think, more or less. There was a section of the survey that is discussed that engaged strong feeling of lack of feeling related to the cost issue. But I think when the ad hoc committee does report out fully, a lot of credit to the Rachel on this. It's being very, very cautious. There's going to be a lot of detail. There's a lot of thought going up in front of us. But I think it would do nobody any good. You know what I mean? But to your point, it's critical. It's necessary to make any more judgment. And when the committee does find this, what I think, I don't know if the board's in our chairperson's, but I think the financial metrics of tax changes, staffing changes, funding of SING, we laid out in a very broad manner with some granularity. I think we're going to work with a
Do you think that may change people's minds if they, when they, the survey data is of value? Because I took the survey already and allocated the deal and had it, you know, that's what I was saying. I was trying to.
But don't you
create transparency on the survey?
I can't impress. You know, what particular groups may or may not think. I can only assess whether or not they may be interested in it. And the goal of the committee is to put forth a very accurate presentation of the differences between a half-day versus a full-day program, including the academic aspects, the social aspects, the financial aspects, the facility usage aspects. So there are many things that are going to go into the presentation, and ultimately it will be the board's decision.
I appreciate it. I guess it's trying to get some clarification. I do agree state may also look to offer for them. They may all be talking about that as well.
Well, the governor actually, at his state of the union, did not move forward with having a committee to explore holding him at this point.
Most people know, too, taking that 30 that we're happy in kindergarten, so if we're going to go a full day, it's not that it's going to be free. I mean, we're going to have some kind of budgetary. So even though we don't have a budgetary question on that survey, I don't think that they're going to think it's like they got blindsided. That's, what comes to be.
No, I'm not referring at all. Just okay. It may help them understand the whole process of how it's the decision.
Okay. Let's move on then. Our last committee report is communications, and our chairperson for that is Ms. Megan Verderamo. Ms. Verderamo, can you give your report, please?
It's a lengthy one.
It usually is.
Very long. It'll be another hour. No. We did not meet in January. Our next meeting is February 6th.
I gave you this microphone.
What?
Okay,
here.
You need those. Yeah, right. I know. We got to figure out something.
We
have to project.
Okay, so February 6th is our next meeting. We'd like to make, the board would like to recognize with appreciation to Telecom Pioneers Chapter 99 for the donation of student atlases to all seventh graders, which is very nice of them. And we'd also like to thank them again, this is the Telecom Pioneers Chapter 99, for donation of office and school supplies to Spruce Run and Clinton Township Middle School. And that's pretty much it for communications at this point.
Okay, great. Anyone have any questions for Ms. Verderamo?
You sure?
Okay, thank you. Moving on to old business, is there any old business that pertains directly to board business that any board members would like to bring up?
Yeah, so I don't know if we're doing for board members that you'd like to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Are there old business or new business?
Probably old business.
Okay, just taking a look. Well, yeah. One of the things that I talked to our financial audit, I had to ask the president and our school superintendent to make sure that a copy of that audit was made available to the public. Whether or not we're going to put all of the data and data on the public, I think we'll have to figure out from the technology teams or the teams have been asked to provide a copy of anyone who wants to certainly at least put up a summary of the audit that does. Also, Rachel Block, the job of mine, I'm working out for the policy and budget season is upon us. And so, with that in mind, we can all be sitting around the table here in the board meeting tonight. I thought we could fit a quick discussion about the future date and discuss the budget. Governor, he did sign a bill recently extending the date of a preliminary budget to March 20th. Right now, we are planning a budget 101 presentation at our public monthly meeting.
I think we have to explore a couple of things between the 28th and the 7th, which date will work better for the final public presentation. But I didn't hear. Did you say March 10th for the March 3rd, we're going to have a work session, right? And March 10th is going to be the preliminary budget vote.
I have the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Session, delivery vote on March 10th to the budget, the final vote, the budget is of May 5th. Final budget vote is going to be somewhere in the
The public presentation will be the 28th or the 5th.
This is not the budgets are now not something that's going on in the last. Our budget increases a little bit, but it's increased over 2% over prior years.
We'll send all of those dates out to the parents. We'll get that on the website for the town council. They've done that for us in the past. And then we'll put that on our website, too, so that everybody has the exact dates so that they can attend on the days of those meetings. Sure. Anyone else?
Comments earlier. I appreciate and respect your comments. I just have a concern about one of the mentions of yours.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, I guess, you know, we're elected officials and we serve at the luxury and privilege of the taxpayers. And when we vote, we should be able to explain and vote. So I'm going to ask for a point of your meeting. Because I often, not from any of us, but I often vote with an exclamation at times before I vote. And I explain my vote. So I feel it's my obligation. Serving the taxpayers as an elected official and serving the luxury and privilege. And I want them to know where I stand on certain issues. I'm being told by the president that she is not preferring that we do that. I have to believe we are allowed to exercise an explanation for a vote.
You can.
Raquel?
Oh, sure.
That's the theme for tonight. It's the theme for the night.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can certainly make a comment like enthusiastically yes, something like that, but your detailed remarks and your explanation and your discussion should be placed before the vote in the discussion piece. So you can still say whatever it is that you feel and want to say, but you should do it during the discussion, and then the vote should just be a vote.
So during the discussion, we can give an explanation of how we're going to vote.
Sure. Once you're voting, then, and as Marie said, so part of the rationale is that, say, three people vote for you, and then you give an explanation, and you're saying things, and you're explaining your point of view, and all of a sudden some of the people that voted are thinking, oh, that makes sense to me, I want to change my vote. So it's just not proper for order, but you say what you want during the discussion, and then when you vote, just say it. Yes or no.
Okay. So we haven't been doing it wrong, just been not paying attention to it.
That's the way it should go.
Yep.
For
order purposes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other old business?
I want to speak about the process of communication related to school calendar. I know you don't want to discuss school calendar tonight, because that's the next meeting. I want to speak to the process of communication over the next month.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I think it's the heat, but I'm having trouble hearing.
We can't really have any discussions in the violence of the time. We can't discuss the executive session unless it's a stated reason and involved. So this is really a venue where we have that discussion. So what I wanted to say is on the school calendar, I don't feel good about the process. That's great. Specifically, at the December board meeting, one leader reported, Mrs. Quattro presented the attendance to be paid comparisons to other stated condition. My feeling on it, we had a debate about it or a discussion about it after school, which was fine. But my thought was when you present data like that to the leader, you say we
that's fine. If you do like it, if it's not, you need to be very careful about making the distinction between the data without finding it. So I've just had that on my mind since that discussion last meeting. That type of discussion I would like to have before the amendment. Probably would have been recorded differently had we had a chance to discuss it. And that type of data is relevant to the discussion of the calendar. I think it should be made available to the committee and to the board if we're going to discuss it. And I know we got some information this afternoon and tonight, but you know, that's going back to 6 weeks now. Have that discussion of the attendance data. My preference would have been that we discuss it in the meeting or the subsequent meeting. Tonight, we record. I heard that we discussed the calendar in the committee, but we didn't. It wasn't on the agenda for our January meeting.
It was.
So the calendar is on the board.
But we also have notes on it. I can talk to you after meeting.
That's the same discussion we're talking about. Where the data comes from, we discuss it in the meeting. We get other data that's the same important thing. But as we're coming up with the vote on that school calendar, you know, I would be having a discussion about the school calendar in the meeting. Frankly, at this board meeting, I would prefer that we had a discussion on the calendar. So that's what I was going to add on that. I just would prefer if we have any data that we're going to discuss at the board meeting, I would like to have an opportunity to review it and talk about it before we move forward. Well, we did have a discussion at the center meeting. It was a good discussion. Probably around 25 minutes. It was struggle. It just seemed a little inaccurate to me that we weren't doing the discussion. I thought it was an ongoing discussion.
Kevin, did you have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Clark today?
Right.
Did you have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Clark today?
I did.
So you understand the reason for the delay?
I have no issue with my issue with not having a discussion about the calendar. Not the reason for the question. That doesn't concern me at all. There's an additional item related to the calendar that I just won't include that. I don't want to talk to you guys about it. At that board meeting, the digital role, I was asked when I had stated my support for the Jewish holidays. I had said, as part of my explanation, that I had several community members contact over the past couple of years to be supportive. And that's why I held my opinion in support of the holiday. But I haven't asked the comment. I said, I don't know, 12. And then I was asked to produce an email. I said, I don't know, 8, go back 2 years. And there was a follow-up to that to the full board. I was soliciting that data. Where is the email? And the preference of having a full board. And I just, you know, in thinking about it over the past 3 weeks, my feeling on it is I don't think at this stage, as a community member and a board member, and answering a question like that should be challenged. I would hope that you could take my word, I said that about a dozen people contact me. I'm not making it up, I don't have to tell you funny thing. But, typically, when you play something like that, it's not something I'm making up. If you do feel necessary to over that information, I would invite you to do so. I can't reach back now. But I just didn't feel good about that. And this is the only venue I have to discuss it with the board. The last thing I have to say on the panel is the process of communication. It's positive. We did the survey.
Mr. Sturgis, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. Is this about the process or is this to add some data to the discussion?
It's
I'm sorry?
So that's part of the process of being board members and people, they contact them, they email them, they talk to you. And through the process, it's one of the more enriching experiences that I have. I met people that I have met on board service, and I was able to learn more about the topics and more about my vote and whatnot. So that was a positive experience. Being in business, being the chair, and we're present people, direct contact for you, it's a talent. And I felt enriched by having had that experience in the past.
Anyone else have any comments? Okay, let's move on to new business. Anybody have any new business they'd like to discuss that pertains to the business of the board? New business? Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor for the second recognition of the public. If anyone is interested in coming up and addressing the board, please state your name and address. Please respect the 3-minute rule. And keep your comments to school-related items only, please.
Sir, could I just ask for the last part of what you said? I couldn't hear the last part of what you said. I appreciate
The possible impact on local businesses.
Okay, thank you.
Like to use the transportation, it might push them away because they don't want to put their kids in that position. And that's not really fair to the kids that are getting it in preschool, our special education kids. They deserve to have that option if it's offered to them and not sort of be pushed away because they're forcing their kids to be put on the big bus if they can't handle it. My girls, I'm lucky enough that the only problem, the real big problem, is just a speech delay. And they are very familiar with older kids, most of the kids on the bus because of my older daughter. But not everyone is in that position. To where I would be very sad for someone to put off a brand new 3-year-old if you can't deal with it and not, and if they need that service, not use it because they feel pressured. You can't use it because they have. And I just hope to look at the transportation of what we had in previous years. And I know the role of changes everything every so often, but we should still have the same things. We should still have the preschool bus. We should still have, you know, the buses to the where we're going, and not just, it sort of felt like we said, okay, we have X amount of students, divide by the routes, and there's just how many buses we need, not that we need specific ones for certain things. And that's just something I hope you guys look at when coming up to the budget season with the transportation and everything else.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan. You'll see it. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to address the board? Okay. Moving on into executive session. Mrs. Bulba, would you please read the executive session statement?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 ex Ecuador requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be public, be in public, NJSA 10:4-12b, sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contracts discussed are between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, and the Clinton Township Board of Education and Clinton Township Administrators Association. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action will not be taken upon return.
Thank you, Ms. Bobel. I'm looking for a motion to go into executive session.
Attorney question first.
Yep. Go ahead.
I have an attorney question first. We're going to be discussing...
I need to have a motion first and a second, and then question.
Sounds good.
Is that okay? Can I get a motion, please? Go. Second. Megan, second. Rachel, discussion.
Question, because we're going to be talking about negotiations. In our bylaws, what it states roughly is that once we reach a memorandum of agreement, if I interpret it correctly, is that we can then engage members of the board who are members of the NJEA, because this is a discussion on the NJEA. Not only have we reached that memorandum of understanding back in August, we've now reached an understanding whereby the contract or the agreement is going to be extended for vote to the NJEA members and the CTEA for vote. Do we now include those members of the board who are members of the NJEA?
For the bylaws?
They do say we can.
I'm sorry. Per the bylaws.
We can do that.
Do that.
Okay.
You can't go home early. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any nay? Abstentions? Okay. Executive session. Time is 9:15.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting.
So moved.
Rachel?
Second.
Second, Kevin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nays? Okay, we're reconvened at 9:41. I'm now looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Dan?
Second.
Kevin? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Time.
You got the time.
9:41.